An Indiana loan fund that aims to bring down the cost of new housing would get more money under a bill approved by a House committee Monday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the measure also pushes local governments to be more flexible in order to create more housing.
The fund, created in 2023, made $75 million in loans available for local governments to help pay for infrastructure needs for new housing, like connecting water, sewer, gas, and electric systems. The new bill would add $25 million more dollars. Indiana Chamber of Commerce lobbyist David Ober says the program is rightly focused on housing supply.
By increasing supply, we're going to put downward pressure on pricing and give more people the opportunity to become homeowners.
Republican Representative Doug Miller, the bill's author, says it also prioritizes loans for local communities that make certain zoning and building policy changes.
Include higher density, mixed use, helping to find the missing middle, and multifamily projects.
Miller says the program's initial funding will help build more than 3,000 new homes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.